Ik reis u in de naam Jezus, je noemt zij met u, en vrede van God, dat is een voorraad in de Heer Jezus Christus. Amen. Mag je alle hartelijk welkom heiden hier vandaag, Samaris God, af ons vader, de jeleen heet je jef, wie we ons gaan verzamelen en ons onze zuil van zijn woord spijzen. En de Heer, de haf ons ook vader, je zijnt met zo'n schijne rein, en we moeten allemaal ons checken, tja, we zijn, wou we rekelijk wie je zijnt zijn van onze Heer, en wel we daar ook niet vergeten om te danken. Voor al die goede dingen wat hij ons brengen deed. En het is ook niet bloos de eerste dingen, maar bijzonder de geestelijke dingen waar hij ons met gezegd heeft. Ik heb weer gewoon van jouw smaars, wel want ze hebt een eigendom in je bed. Hemelse Vader, we danken die dat u zo'n grote leven voor ons heeft. Dat u die leven had, wilt u nog zender weeren, dat u wist die zin schenken. We danken die ook dat die hassen Hunger in ons nennen je doen, dat wie een Verlangen für die haben. En wie danken die ook voor dat, dat de jesselige Speis wat durch die Wut komen deed. Wie danken die ook voor de Kraft, wat du de Säule gegeven hast, en die kämpft durch dit Gebet nu die. Wie danken die ook voor alles, wat Jesus voor ons je doen heeft. Nicht bloß door aan im Kreuz gestorven, aber dat hij ook nog wieder voor ons zorgen wil. Dat hij door wordt nu een hemel voren en steed rijdt met een veel ons. En ook als hij door nu hemel voert, ziet hij dat hij ons wordt de helden Jezus schenken. En we danken die voor de helden Jezus wat aan ons is, wat ons leiden en vieren deed in deze wereld. We danken die ook voor deze tijd, deze genoten tijd wat u ons gegeven heeft, waar we ons gaan rijdt met een voor de tijd van die ware komende is en waar we ook gaan wieder arbeiten, zum Dien Wort verkennen. Das beten wir alle in Jesus in heiligen Namen. Amen.
Jesus ist es schlecht, Nummer 370.
Jesus ist es weg, none is the not vergangen. None hat dein Gnadenglanz aus neuem mich empfangen. None is was anderes vom Schlafen. Da hast du meinen Geist.
Number 90.
Yeah.
In Lukas 19, Kapitel 10, Vers, dort sage ich dort, der Menschensohn ist gekommen, zum Segen, und soll ich zu merken, was verloren ist. Wir können so dankbar sein, dort ist was Jesus, wo wir in Jesus hier nur das Jedheim. Zum Segen und zum Fingen, sollen wir was verloren werden. Und dort wir wehen, dort wir jeder ein von uns. Wir können so dankbar sein, dass er nicht kam, uns zu verdammen. Dort fingen wir in Johannes 3, dem 17. Vers. Dort sagt er dann Gott, hat sein Sehen nicht geschickt in der Welt, um die Welt rechten, sondern dort die Welt durch arm solch wird wohnen. Denn wenn Jesus wir kommen, um uns rechten, dann hat er nicht zurückkommen, wenn wir noch alle verdammt. Aber dort ist, worum er kam, so dass wir können, Erlösung haben. Wie fing dort mehr stehen? Wo Jesus Menschen segnete. Und einer muss sein, er hat uns auch gesagt und hat uns gefangen. Und einmal muss einer auch zustimmen, wenn Jesus einem segnete, das geht nicht einmal so erscheinen. Aber er will all die Macht tun, dort wie wollen, soll ich gern sein. Just Jesus hier habt ihr, wir, und Tjörchen dort, wo wir sein. Und die Hoden, zu der Zeit haben sie nicht das Neue Testament, das wir von der haben, wo wir die Tjörn alle sein. Mussten die Menschen Dinge mit alle erklärt worden, wo er Wunder dort und so eine Dinge. Und die Menschen, die fangen sich an zu leben. Und die werden uns alle nie schädig, was das Mann kann tun. Und so wird es ein Tag, wird er in diese Stadt kommen. Und die Menschen, die wir nicht hier haben zu sein, wir alle, kämen alle nur Gas, dass sie wohnen können sein. Na, wir das machen, in der Käse, dass wir mal nach da machen, dass wir einen Tag klagen da. Die wollen auch sein. Aber wenn er so klein wie, können wir nicht über die Menschen checken. Dann kriegt er einen Baum ab, sodass er wird höher sein und dass er diesen Jesus kann sein. Und als Jesus dann da bei diesem Baum kommen wird, hält er hier still. Und sieht er dort das Zacchaeus, der sieht er auf diesen Baum. Und dann sagt Jesus zu ihm, komm dort auf, ich will von dir in den Dienst kommen. Und das Zacchaeus, der kam fix rauf. Und freut sich, dass Jesus in den Sinn steht kommen. Und was die anderen, die darum wären, sie dort hielten, wären ein bisschen verdrässlich über die Sache. Warum wird Jesus nur diesen Menschen in den Städten kommen? Wenn zu der Zeit die Tagsklagte, die wären unabrechtig. Den Daumen, wo sie nicht nehmen sollen, und das wissen die Menschen noch. Und warum wird Jesus nur diesen dann kommen? Und was für eine Antwort gab Jesus zu dieser? Er sagt ihnen, die Kranke, die fehlt ein Doktor. Zacchaeus, die wird gekriegt. Und er antwortet. Er nimmt dort an. Aber der Schrift sagt auch, die wird nicht die Einladung annehmen, die sind verdammt, wenn die Hand nicht hier läuft. Und dann waren wir noch in eine andere Stadt gegangen, wo die Schrift gelehrte, die Pharisäer, wo es kann sein, die Proben Jesus waren, wo er ein Eigner zu kriegen, dass er was Arrecht wird sein, dass sie können was jenem haben. Brauchen sie eine Früh noch an. Eine Früh, was sie hatten, die geredet mit Hörerie. Aber wie hier ganz klar, was die Proben zu tun. Sie wollen haben, dort Jesus soll je Moses in Gesatz kommen. Sie wissen dort, Jesus wird sehr barmherzig. Aber Moses in Gesatz dort sieht, ernst wer werden höher reden wir, der muss gesteinigt worden. Nun würden sie mal sehen, was Jesus würde über die Sache sein. Wenn Jesus wird sein, es fehlt ihr Steinchen, dann können sie sein, da wird kein Barmherzigkeit in diesem Mensch. Und wenn er über barmherzig wird, dann können sie sein, dort hätte Moses ihn gesagt, nicht nur gewonnen. Aber Jesus, die backt sich rauf und da fällt mit dem Finger Schrift ein bisschen in die Erde. Und die Schriftgelehrten und die Pharisäer, die hören ein bisschen ungeduldig. Und die Frauen und Wara. Dann beantwortet Jesus ernt. Und dann sagt er, der, wer uns Sinn ist, der kann erst einen Stein schmieden. Jesus sieht nicht, dass ich früh von ihrer Sinn wäre. Oder dort nicht mehr ehrlich, wie was sie getan hat. Aber Jesus, der bergt sich rauf und Schrift war er wieder da in die Erde. Und diese Pharisäer und die Schriftgelehrten fangen diverse an zu bohren und verloten sie. Und dann checkt Jesus ab und fragt diese Frau, wo sind die, was die verdammen wollen? Dann sagst du, sie sind verloren. Dann sagt Jesus, ich verdamm die auch nicht. Aber dann sagt er, ganz wichtig, dann sagt er, sind nicht mehr. Dort ist wichtig, wenn wir Vergebung haben, dort wie da nicht mehr wollen, trägt nur die Sinn gehen. Und wenn wir Jesus haben angenommen, es ist ein persönlicher Heiland. Dann sollen wir auch so dort leben. Wie sollen dann ein Licht der Welt sein? Und ich glaube, wir würden gern auch alle mitstimmen mit den Kindern Israel. Dass sie ein Leben leben, wo Gott nicht gefallen hat. Und er hat sich auch all geprüft, was immer er konnte, dass sie würden reich leben und dort halt alle nicht. Nun wird Heimat ein bisschen Hünscher sein. Sie da in der Wüste wären. Dann schickt er Jeff die Schlangen. Und wenn die Schlangen, die beiten die Menschen, die sterben. Aber der Gott denkt wir, diese Menschen kriegen sich zu sein. Sie sagen, dass sie auch reich haben gelebt. Und dann fragen sie Moses, dass Moses nicht wollte Gott beten und barmherzig über ihn sein. Und wie das Leid, was sie getan haben, dass sie so gottlos gelebt haben. Und Gott, wir waren barmherzig. Sagt er, mir hat eine Brassene Schlange und hängt die ab. Und dann sagt er den Menschen, wenn sie gebeten sind von dieser Jaffe Schlange, dann sollen sie nur diese brassene Schlange kicken, dann wollen sie geheilt sein. Ihr Gott, der Herr, könnte haben gesagt, oder der Herr könnte die Schlangen alle wegnehmen, die jaftige Schlangen. Aber Gott will haben, dass die Menschen sollen sich selbst wählen, was sie wollen. Und so geht es mit uns. Wir werden noch gebeten von der Jaff geschlagen im Sodom. Und Gott, der wir barmherzig waren, schickt er sich in ihnen sehen, nur in Kriegs. Und all die, wo den Namen geleben, wurden geheilt worden. Und dort haben wir noch vier uns von dir. Wenn der Sohn uns mit seinem Jaff bieten wird, wir haben einen Krieg, wie ich kann nur gehen, eine Frau für Vergebung versendet. Vi kan så dankbar sein, dass wir die Gelegenheit haben. Aber wir machen ab dem Grund ans Leben bühen. Und den Grund ist Jesus Christus. Er wird gerät von einem Eckstein als er. Zu der Zeit werden Steine, wenn der Steine hieße, werden gebüht oder gebieter. Dann muss da ein gauder Stein sein, wo ein Eck wird gesagt. Und von dort wird es wieder gebüht. Und Jesus ist dem Eckstein von uns Leben. Und Jesus sei wie ganz, wie Brücken nicht mehr. Jo an dem Daub, erst uns all Leben begroft und uns nie Leben als eine Auferstehung Christi. Jo an sie sind, die sind alle betult. Da ist nur ab zu uns. Und wie nun im Kreuz gehen und für Vergebung, Jesus wird uns jüren die Sünde wegnehmen. Dort sagst du, Goa, dort heißt Schmidt, die Sünde in der Deibste den Port von dem Meer nehmen. Und andere wird, er wird ihn nicht mehr abbringen. Da wird nicht eine Zeit sein, wo Jesus oder Gott wird noch ans kommen sein, dass du das letzte Mal so stört. Nicht, weil wir haben Vergebung gefragt, dann wird er nicht. Aber warum kommt das überhaupt? Ich glaube, wir machen alle Tauschungen. Wir haben von der Sünde für Vergebung gefragt, und dann lohnt er, dann kommt das wahre Evangelium. Warum das dort? Dort erst hat nichts mit Jesus zu tun, aber das ist der Feind. Der Feind, der prüft uns zu merken, zu leben, dort die Sünde ist wahre abgekommen, aber der erst nicht. Nie wie haben dort alle Leben zu sehen, gestalt, und wir sind nun nie. Wir sind nun nie ein Mensch, was lernt hat nur die Zukunft, was für uns liegen hat. Und was erst dort? Dort fangen wir in 1. Korinther, im 2. Kapitel, den 9. Vers. Das sagt er, dass steht geschrieben, wo keine Ohren gesehen haben, keine Ohren gehört haben, und in kein Menschen Hort gekommen ist, wo Gott Reugemilch hat, für die, wo am Leib haben. Amen. Ich habe Eva gehen noch an den Artikel von der Smarist, weil ich noch alle die Gelegenheit gehen, geben, ob die neueste Gehen wäre, aber kann und beten. Und ich habe hier ein Prayer-Request, ich wollte hier so lesen, das ist das Jeff Warden, sagt er, please pray for Abe Wall and his family. Mr. Wall is from 2nd Street here in Winkler and is not well. Und also, weil wir dann ob die neueste Gehen und beten für das Mr. Wall und die Familie und was immer hier auf dem Hort liegen wird. Und hierum wendet euch mit mir zum Gebet und betet im Namen Jesu. Mit der Versicherung für 2, 3 sie nun beten, dann wird Gott uns hier wieder hören.
Take the red books and turn to number 150. Oh, have you not heard of that beautiful stream? Number 150, can we stand?
Oh, have you not heard of that beautiful stream that flows through our father's land? Its waters gleam bright in the heavenly light and ripple o'er golden sand. Oh, seek that beautiful stream. Oh, seek that beautiful stream. Its waters so free are flowing for thee. Oh, seek that beautiful stream. Its fountains are deep and its waters are pure and sweet to the weary soul. It flows from the throne of Jehovah alone. Beautiful stream, oh, seek that beautiful stream. Its waters so free are flowing for thee. Oh, seek that beautiful stream. This beautiful stream is the river of life and flows for all nations. Above for each moon in its water is found, no sinner it flows for thee. Oh, seek that beautiful stream. Oh, seek that beautiful stream. Its waters so free are flowing for thee. Oh, seek that beautiful stream. Oh, will you not drink of this beautiful stream and dwell on its peaceful shore? The Spirit says, come, all ye weary ones home, and wander and sin no more. Seek that beautiful stream. Oh, seek that beautiful stream. Its waters so free are flowing for thee. Oh, seek that beautiful stream.
The songwriter there talks about that beautiful stream in Scripture. Very often mentions water, overflowing water. And Jesus wants to make sure that we have cleansed ourselves from sin. With the articles of faith today, we want to start with Article 14, which we find on page 167. Of government and authority. We believe and confess that no government is without God's ordinance, and that the government and power was ordained by God, so that he who opposes or resists the government also opposes and resists God's ordinance, and will be punished according to Romans 13. Therefore, we must be subject to the government because it is God's will, whether it be to the king or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. 1 Peter 2:14. And since the government is a servant of God, which does not carry the sword in vain, it serves as a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Romans 13:4. The faithful ones too must fear punishment, so that no one among us will suffer as a murderer, a thief, or as one who interferes in a strange office. We must also faithfully pay taxes, duties, and other due payments, and give willingly, not only because of punishment, because of conscience sake. So we need to pay our dues, not because they tell us to, but rather that we need to do that. And we all know, in order for our government to run or anything to stay afloat, they need financial assistance to do that. And yes, we very often disagree on some of those things, and also we sometimes question some governments. How can this be? How would God put a government in place like this? And we don't see the whole picture. God sees the whole picture, and he knows what he is doing, and he knows why he is doing that. And when we just look back into the Old Testament, the children of Israel, they were his people. And yet they lived a life of disobedience, and he had to time and time again correct them. And sometimes it was quite severe. They were taken into captivity as slaves. And you would then ask, well, is that government also of God that is supporting slavery? And he was doing it for a purpose, so that the people would repent, see the error of their ways, and come back to him. Because God does not want the death of a sinner. In all this, we should follow the example of our Savior, who requested that the piece of money be paid for him, Matthew 17:27. But in matters opposing God's will, we ought to obey God rather than men, as stated in Acts 5:29. So even though governments are put in place by God, and just as well as we have choices, God has allowed us to make choices, he has also allowed governments to make choices. And there are times when government make choices that are against God's word. When we see in Scripture, when the apostles were preaching God's word, they were thrown in prison, and when they were let out, they were told not to preach God's word anymore, and they said they would continue preaching God's word because that was God's will. And that God's will, in that case, overtakes the will of the government. It is our duty, too, to seek and to do what is best for our city and nation in which we dwell, and pray to God diligently that he will bless, keep, and protect the nation in which we live, Jeremiah 29:7. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. And so it is important that we pray for our government. And when we just have to look at our own country. Yes, God has blessed us greatly in this country. But when you just look back, the time when we were all younger till the time now, how the government has put things and allowed things and made laws that are contrary to God's word. So we need to pray for our government. Article 14 on taking oaths. We believe and confess that a Christian who has been born again of water and the Spirit must at all times live a life of truthfulness, and therefore his thoughts, actions, and deeds toward God and men should be truthful and just. Because of this, there is no need to take or swear any kind of oath, but rather he should conduct himself in such a way that when he says yes, it must be yes, and when he says no, it must be no. For whosoever expresses himself with grave words or language reveals plainly that he has departed from true humility and becomes doubtful himself that his words yes and no cannot be believed. So we need to be honest. And if we live a life according to Jesus Christ, others will see and they will feel comfortable with our yeses and our noes. They will believe us. There again we find that society has changed. It used to be deals were made with handshakes. Now you need lawyers for just about anything, to write out papers. Our Lord Jesus forbade and prohibited the Christians in the New Testament from swearing any kind of oath, as we see in Matthew 5, 33 to 37. Neither swear ye at all, but our words should be yes, yes, and no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil, says our Savior. And all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, Revelations 21. Therefore, our yes and no must at all times be yes and no, otherwise God, who judges our heart, will punish severely and in the same way as if others have sworn falsely. We conclude this article in hope that all devout children of God will obey God more than man in this matter. And we just have to thank God that whenever we would appear in the court of law, and the court would want us to swear on the Bible, that the government still allows us to refuse to swear on the Bible, but rather to affirm. We just want to pray and thank God that we can still do that. Article 15, of revenge and enmity and of defenselessness. We believe and confess that Christians, as those who have died to the world and were born again of God, should never exercise revenge in this world, according to the instruction of Jesus Christ, their Master, as he himself says in Matthew 5, 38 and 44. But that is our human nature. Our first reaction is always revenge. But that is something that we have died to. We are a new man now. And Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 12, 19 to 21. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So we need to give those things over to the Lord. If we are done wrong, we should not take it into our own hands and retaliate. Rather, we should give it over to God, and he will look after it. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. In other words, if someone does you wrong and you treat him right, he will be ashamed. He won't know how to handle things. Because most people know how to retaliate, but they don't know how to handle when someone is nice to them. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Therefore, faithful children of God, who want to become heirs of their Lord and Master, must make every effort to follow him in love, being of one mind, having compassion, brotherly and friendly, not repaying evil with evil, but instead love the enemy, and know that we are called to inherit the blessings of God, according to 1 Peter 3, 8, and 9. From all this we see that every kind of revenge is prohibited according to the pure teaching of our Lord Jesus in the New Testament. The spirit of the gospel is a spirit of peace, and we are forbidden to use the sword or any other weapon against our enemies. So as in our Mennonite faith, that is one of the things we would find describing Mennonites. We do not take up arms to go to war. Pacifists. But that goes a little further than just taking up arms. It also means that we will try to have peace with everyone. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4. So our defense is not arms, but rather our defense is spiritual, and that is the Holy Spirit that is living in us. Because of this, we must avoid and shun the weapons of war, even if it means we have to suffer trouble and need for the Lord's sake, or we have to flee from one city or land to another and endure the confiscation of all our property. Still, we do no harm to another, and we continue to follow with a humble heart in word and deed the path of the cross and patience, so that our faith may not be found to be hypocritical of God. And so we conclude the article of revenge and all enmity which God has forbidden to all Christians. In Luke, when John was preaching the gospel, Jesus Christ, the people all asked, what must we do? There was also soldiers there. They also asked John, what must we do? And he said to the soldiers, do no violence. And we might ask, so what's the use of having soldiers then? They are to help the people. For instance, when we see that we have flood or any other catastrophe, the soldiers can do a lot of help. Article 16 of man's freedom of will. We believe and confess that man possesses a free will to choose for himself as he wills, between good and evil, death or life. We read in Deuteronomy 30:15, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. And in chapter 11:26, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. So God has given us the free will, or the freedom to choose what we will. And he has laid it out very clearly to us. In other words, death and life. He says, choose for yourself what you want. We read too in Jeremiah 21:8, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. So he has not only given us the choice, death or life, but also we could say the consequences and the rewards. So we see in the passages stated above from Holy Scriptures that God proposed for man life or death, and man has the capability to choose, to accept that which is good or to reject it. This we also see of our first parents in paradise, who were created by God so that they could love their Creator, fear Him, and keep His commandments, or they had the freedom to leave God and to trespass these commandments, which they did according to Genesis 3. So they're in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve, they had the choice to eat of that tree or not to eat of that tree. God could have put a hedge around that tree so that they couldn't, but that's not what God wanted. God did not want to force anybody. He wanted them to choose. By this free will that man was given and could have feared God, God will also judge the world. This righteous judgment will be given on the day of the Lord. But this free will to do good we have not from and by ourselves, but through God's mercy that we can choose the good. So it is not we can't pat ourselves on the back and say that we chose the good. It was through God that this happened. Believe the gospel and become converted from the darkness to his marvelous light, and to renounce the life of wickedness. Instead, be disciplined, righteous, holy in all things, as we read in Titus 2:12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. For we confess we have nothing from ourselves, but through the grace of God, we are made able to do something good. Therefore, we must give to God alone all honor and thank him for his bountiful and inexpressible grace for the goodness he has worked in us. Thus, we conclude the article of man's freedom of will. In Article 17, We believe and confess also our resurrection of the dead, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption, 1 Corinthians 15:50. But this our flesh must first, like a kernel of wheat, be planted into the earth according to the scriptures. Of this resurrection of the dead, of both the godly and the ungodly, the just and the unjust, the Lord Jesus says in John 5:28-29, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, that they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt, Daniel 12:2. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. With the hope for this resurrection, the devout Job comforted and consoled himself in his sufferings when he says in Job 19:25, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. We know, Paul says, that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you, 2 Corinthians 4:14. And in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and 14, Paul says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And he adds in conclusion, verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Here in this Thessalonian church, Apostle Paul had established this church, and he had told them about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the Thessalonian church took it to heart, and they went out and did mission work, preaching the second coming of Jesus Christ. But in the meantime, some of their members passed away, and they were confused. If Jesus is coming again and they're not living, what will happen? So after 3 years, Apostle Paul came back to this church to visit them, and they came to him with this question. You told us Jesus was coming again to get us, but how about those that have passed away? What will happen to them? And that is the answer that Paul gave them. It does not matter. They'll be raised from the dead. Article 18 of the Last Judgment, as a reward for the just and as a punishment of the unjust. We believe and confess a day of judgment, a reward for the just and a punishment for the unjust. The time and hour this day will come, no angel knows, much less a mortal man, for the Father has preserved this alone in his power. In the same way as in Noah's day, they ate, they drank, they married, and permitted themselves to be married, until the day when Noah entered the ark, so will also be the future of the Son of Man. So when we read that story about Noah, he was building the ark. The people were making fun of him in the middle of nowhere. But God gave them 120 years, and it did not help. And the day came when the door was shut and it started raining. And I'm sure the people must have cried out, and it was too late. And it says that's how it will happen when Jesus will come again. So let us be ready, like Noah and his family. And Matthew 24:7 says, for the Lord shall come unexpectedly, as a snare shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth, according to Luke 21:35. And on that day judgment shall be made over all men. Of this Enoch, the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied and said, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him, according to Jude verses 14 and 15. The prophet Daniel was shown this judgment in a vision, as he himself testifies in the 7th chapter, verses 9 and 10, when he says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. John also speaks of this in Revelations 20, 11 and 10, and 12. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. On that great day he will bring our deeds before the judgment, be they good or evil, according to Ecclesiastes 12:14. Then that which is hidden in darkness will be brought to light, and the counsel of the heart shall be made known, according to 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. We also read in Matthew 12:36, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God, Romans 14:12. For this judgment is a judgment for all people that have lived from the beginning. And here no excuses will help before the all-seeing God. For we know that he is God, because this has been revealed to all men. There the sinner will see and discover, but too late, that he did not follow the true light, Jesus Christ. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. If we had that picture in front of us all the time, I think we would treat each other better than we probably do. Because he says, whatever we do to someone else, we do to him. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25:31-46. May the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, through grace, bring us all to this everlasting kingdom. Amen. When we just read about that judgment, we might not feel very comfortable with that. But we should all be looking forward to this judgment. Because in this judgment, all those that have accepted Christ as a personal Savior have nothing to fear. We will come before the judgment seat, and Jesus will say to the judge, "I died for this individual, and he accepted. Go into eternal life." But Matthew 7, 13, 14 says, "Straight is the gate, and few find it." So let us strive for that straight gate that is waiting there for us. Amen. That concludes the articles of faith. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us unite for closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us before we loved you. Had you not done this, we would all be lost. We thank you for that love you sent, your own Son, Jesus, who died for our sins, that only through his blood that he shed at Calvary can we have eternal life. We thank you, Lord, that you're always there for us. And Heavenly Father, we also thank you that there have been souls converted to you. And be with these souls. Give them the strength to renounce the devil, the world, and the flesh. And may they help to bring others to you. Lord, we just thank you for the gift of baptism, where we are buried with Christ, raised with Christ, and reborn of the Holy Spirit. May you lead and guide us to that eternal home. We pray this in our Savior's name, Jesus. Amen. We always have an opportunity to pray, not only here, but also at home. We can call upon the Lord in the morning and evening. And so let us, once again, whoever is able, kneel in prayer. May the Lord hear our prayers and be merciful unto us.
Once again, take your red books and turn to page number 555. We praise thee, O God. Praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of life.
glory, revive us again.
Good morning. I have a notice of intended ordination, and I'll just read it as it's written. On March 15th, 2022, a ministerial election was held in Altona, and I, Shane Friesen, was elected to be a minister of the Summerfelt Mennonite Church of Manitoba. Since the election, my wife Kim and I have felt the prayer support offered up for us, and we appreciate very much. We have prayerfully considered God's call on our lives and have accepted his call, standing in faith. And the ordination service is planned for June 26, 3 p.m. in Altona, Lord willing. We understand that this new role should be entered into gravely, for the Apostle James writes about teachers of the gospel. In James 3:1, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6:3, giving no offenses in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Jesus says in Mark 3:25, and if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Neither Kim nor myself want to cause anyone to stumble in their Christian faith by something that we have or have not done or said. It is certainly our sincere desire that the Summerfelt Mennonite Church of Manitoba be made stronger with us as a ministerial couple, not weaker. Thus, in order that we may present ourselves as servants to God in the way that he desires, we humble ourselves before you, the congregations, and before the ministers of the Manitoba Summerfelt Mennonite Church, and we ask, if there is anything that you hold against us, would you please forgive us? We have also come before God's throne of grace seeking clean hearts, including forgiveness for any potential sins or faults that may hinder us and hinder his ministry through us. That being said, if there is anything that you believe God would have you discuss with us in preparation for ordination, you may contact us at 204-304-9233. In Christ, Shane and Kim Friesen. I also have a few other announcements. First of all, ask you to mark your calendars as we are planning a church picnic for July 17th, and there will be more details to follow. And lastly, you're all invited to a fellowship meal today after the second service, and please bring some food to share and come enjoy a time of fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you for those announcements, Brother Jake. And I want to thank you all for coming this morning, partaking in our worship service and song and prayer, and the Lord will truly bless you for that. Let us unite for the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. May you go in the peace of the Lord.